You know what really steams my soy milk? By Half Fizbin. Read by Annalise O10. Fandom, Teen Wolf. Pairing, Derek Hale style Stilinski. Rating, teen and up. Summary. Derek finds a job and Styles finds Derek delightful. Derek has a job. Styles isn't sure why his brain keeps tripping over itself about this, but Derek is employed. Derek is standing there behind a counter telling the woman in front of Styles to have a great day. Styles lets out an odd, harsh laugh because Derek probably doesn't even remember what having a great day feels like. "Hey," he says, scooting up to the counter. "So this is where you disappear to every morning." "Fuck," Derek says, shoulders slumping under his dirt-brown Café Dulce apron. "I forgot you had a class on this campus." "That's probably not appropriate customer service language," Styles points out, smirking. "I don't want to have to go to your manager over this, young man." "My manager," Derek says, jaw tight, "is 5 years younger than me, and a business major. Do you want a latte or what?" Styles starts, but Derek is already skulking over to the espresso machine. "It's taken care of," says the skinny tattooed girl who takes Derek's place at the register. Which, wow, I didn't think Derek had any friends. "He's probably just trying to poison me," Styles reassures her, biting the inside of his cheek when she throws a panicked look over her shoulder. The latte is kind of amazing, actually, even though Styles doesn't normally go for hazelnut. He swears he can taste the bitter, reluctant affection in every sip. "I have no resume," Derek says a few days later when Styles shows up during his shift. "I have a degree. It's not like... it doesn't matter how much... nobody else would..." "No big deal, dude," Styles says, throwing down a 20 before Derek can passive-aggressively pay for his drink again. "You're actually really good at making lattes." Derek flushes red. Styles can see the burning skin where Derek's uniform polo is open at the throat. "Stop." "What? I'm totally serious! Before you started working here, they'd all just scorch the fuck out of the milk." "Please don't come back here," Derek says. And Styles narrows his eyes. "So stop me," he says, tipping his chin up.
"I will jam this muffin down your throat,"
Derek says. And that's about when his manager walks out. Styles decides to give Derek a little time to get over that incident before he waylays him at work again. Besides, it's not like he misses him or anything. It's only been a little over a month since Styles moved away for college. He's gone a few weeks without seeing Derek before, right? There's definitely no reason for him to be going all gooey nostalgic every time someone in a soft leather jacket brushes past him on the quad. Besides, there are other places to get coffee in town. In the meantime, though, he sneaks into Café Dulce on the late shift and leaves a comment card specifically about Derek. He uses phrases like above and beyond customer service, and awareness of patrons' needs, and orgasmically delicious mochaccinos, in the hopes that it gets Derek's manager off his back while simultaneously embarrassing Derek horribly. "I don't know what you put on that comment card," Tattoo Girl says when Styles shows up for a latte next week, "but you scared him off pretty good. He spends all his shifts in the back making sandwiches now." "Of course," Styles says, grinding his palms against his forehead. "Of course." "You shouldn't be mean to him," she says. "I mean, yeah, he's a huge loser, but there's no need to rub it in." "Excuse me?" Styles says. He drops a comment card in the box for Tattoo Girl next. He claims that she screwed up his coffee order and belittled his religious beliefs.
"What you did to Natalie was pretty horrible,"
Derek says, back at the register the next day. His eyes are shining a little bit, which happens every time he smiles without actually smiling, and Styles does a few hops on the balls of his feet from satisfaction. It must be hard, Styles says, looking casually over the tea section. Being able to hear everything these little 18-year-old monsters say about you. You're a little 18-year-old monster, Derek points out, and you've said a lot worse.
Well, I never meant it, Jesus.
Styles indicates the sandwich case. Hey, did you make that ham thing yesterday? A+, dude. Okay, Derek sighs heavily. Okay, Justin, I'm going on break. What? Hey! Styles says, only putting up a token struggle as Derek drags him by his elbow towards the entrance. We're past the stage in the relationship, buddy. Watch the shoulder! Shut up or I'll fireman carry you, Derek threatens, but he moves his hand to Styles' lower back as he hurries them out the door. Styles swallows hard. Are we gonna fight? Styles says when Derek leads them into the little alley between the coffee shop and Bolton Hall. Because I have to say, even though I'm kind of ripped now, I'm pretty positive I couldn't take you. I need you to stop, Derek says. His palm drags against Styles' body a little, landing just above his hip. What now? Styles says, fixing his eyes on Derek's chin and suddenly struggling to regulate his breathing. With the comments and the jokes, I need them to stop. Styles' eyes snap up to meet Derek's. But you think I don't know how demeaning this is? You think these kids let me forget it for a single moment? You think the fact that I can rip their heads off in 2 seconds makes it any easier to be here? No. Styles grabs Derek by the shoulders, fisting his hands in that stupid, ugly uniform shirt. No, I really don't. I don't think that. I think you're amazing. Ugh, Derek says, gritting his teeth. No, stop it. I do. I think you're great. I think it's great that you took this job and that you're trying your best, even though you work with a bunch of immature fucking douche nuggets who don't know the difference between a latte and a macchiato. Douche nuggets, Derek says, mouth twitching. Your microfoam is the best, Styles says firmly. You're the best. Shut the fuck up. You shut the fuck up, Derek says, and kisses him until all Styles can taste or smell is leather and organic dark roast. Full-bodied, Styles says, grabbing Derek's ass with both hands. Derek groans at him, but Styles is pretty sure it's only 36% annoyance. The end. Thanks for listening.